zero commercials. First up, the U.S. Navy, its former slogan, a global force for good. But how large should that force be? That question is being addressed by politicians, military experts, observers, and analysts, but the answer is harder to find. On one hand, the U.S. Navy currently has 10 aircraft carriers, more than the rest of the world combined, and technology that some observers say puts it well ahead of any other country's navy. On the other hand, the military branch itself says changes are coming, and that it needs 30 more ships to maintain its presence around the world. Many defense experts agree, but a shrinking U.S. military budget could keep the Navy stretched thin.
The U.S. Navy is the world's largest. American warships travel the globe, confronting drug traffickers and pirates, providing post-disaster humanitarian aid, and prepping for possible military conflicts. But in terms of fleet size, today's Navy is the smallest it's been since World War I. Of course, the differences between the technology back then and today make this comparison questionable. Currently, the U.S. Navy has 273 ships, including 10 aircraft carriers and 30 amphibious ships. China's Navy, now with about 250 warships, is expanding, the Pentagon said. And Russia, with about 270 warships, is modernizing with a new class of cruise missile subs. A Navy strategy report released in March recommended the U.S. fleet be beefed up to more than 300 vessels. But some presidential candidates wonder if that'll be enough. By 2020, the Navy says about 60% of its ships and aircraft will be based in the Indo-Asia-Pacific region, including new weapons systems like the F-35 fighter jet and the Zumwalt-class destroyer. The Pentagon also wants more ships closer to potential hotspots like the Middle East. Maintaining a fleet with well-rested and properly trained sailors requires a constantly shifting, highly choreographed strategic dance with national security hanging in the balance. A rotation like that costs big money. Over the past 3 years, Congress has given the Navy $25 billion less than the White House requested, which the Navy says has slowed modernization. Some experts at Washington think tanks say the Navy is already large enough to do its job. Others question the value of expensive aircraft carriers and wonder if that money could be spent better elsewhere, like on so-called unmanned combat air vehicles, a.k.a. drones. Tom Patterson, CNN.